Welcome to a walking tour of Alexandria, Virginia. This tour is brought to you by the city's Office of Historic Alexandria. Along the way, you will pass several city-owned museums and historic properties, including the Lyceum, the city's history museum, Gadsby's Tavern, and the Alexandria Archaeology Museums, the Stabler Ledbetter Apothecary Shop, the Lloyd House, and Friendship Firehouse Museum. Later, be sure to visit the Alexandria Black History and Fort Ward Museums and other parts of town. During this recording, you will be guided to various destinations in Old Town, where you will be provided with a brief history of the location. When it is time to move on, you will be given walking directions to the next destination. Once you are familiar with these directions, stop the recording and resume when you have arrived. The full tour will take just over an hour, including 30 minutes of leisurely paced walking. Of course, you can also enjoy shorter segments of the tour throughout your stay in Alexandria. Now, if you're ready, let's begin. You will begin the tour at the Lyceum at 201 South Washington Street. The Lyceum was originally built in 1839 to house the Alexandria Library Company, a subscription library, and the Alexandria Lyceum. The Lyceum served as an antebellum, intellectual, and cultural center. The building was also a hospital during the Civil War and a private residence to such notables as General Fitzhugh Lee, an officer of the Confederacy in the Civil War and of the U.S. Army in the Spanish-American War, and the governor of Virginia and poet Archibald MacLeish. It also served as the first U.S. Bicentennial Center in 1974. Now restored to its configuration as a lecture hall, the Lyceum has housed the City History Museum since 1985. The Lyceum's hours of operation are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Parking and admission to the Lyceum are free. Your next destination is 317 and 321 South St. Asaph Street. Walk south on South Washington Street, to the left if facing the Lyceum, to the first intersection, which is Duke Street. Turn left and proceed on Duke Street one block to South St. Asaph Street and turn right. As you turn the corner onto South St. Asaph Street, you will pass the private house, number 301, where the Marquis de Lafayette stayed while visiting Alexandria in 1824. The flounder houses at 317 and 321 South St. Asaph Street are really the rear wings of houses for which the front blocks were never built. These are private homes. The name Flounder House seems to be unique to Alexandria, although the custom of building such wings was common in many early American cities, including Alexandria and Philadelphia. Flounder simply means that no windows face the neighbor's yard, hence the windows, like the eyes of the flounder fish, were only on one side of the building. Your next destination is 323 South St. Asaph Street. Continue to the next corner, the intersection of South St. Asaph Street and Wolf Street, and turn right and stop. The corner house is the George Seton House. George Seton, a wealthy local builder and a free African American, purchased this lot in 1851 for $250. He erected a house on the site in 1852. Seton was a trustee of the Colored Odd Fellows, a member of the Virginia General Assembly, and founded the Colored YMCA. Notice the coal window under the front steps of this private home. Your next destination is the Alexandria Academy building at 604 Wolf Street. Cross Wolf Street and walk along the street past the large corner building. The Alexandria Academy is set back from the street and can be reached from the pathway. The Alexandria Academy building was constructed in 1785 and initially housed two educational institutions. A tuition-funded private school for white children existed on the first two floors of the academy and educated many wealthy students, including Robert E. Lee. The third floor of the building was home to a free school for poor boys and girls and was privately endowed by George Washington. This school is considered to be one of the first free schools in Virginia. After the War of 1812, the private white school vacated the first two floors of the building and free school for African American children was established. The Reverend James H. Hansen, a white minister from the Methodist Episcopal Church, taught there. Later, the school fell upon hard times and was sold to a private owner who used it as a residence. In 1884, the building was conveyed to the Alexandria School Board, and in 1885 was retrofitted and once again a school. The Alexandria Academy was closed in 1967, but continued to be used by the school system as administrative offices until the early 1980s. In 1995, the building was conveyed by the city to the Historic Alexandria Foundation, who has completed an extensive historic rehabilitation of the Academy building. Your next destination is the Old Presbyterian Meeting House, located at 321 South Fairfax Street. Return to Wolf Street and turn right, continuing on past South St. Asaph, Pitt, and Royal Streets, and onto South Fairfax Street, where you will turn left. Originally established in 1774, the Presbyterian Meeting House on site today was built in 1837. The original 18th century structure was destroyed by a fire, started by a lightning strike. The original building was the site of George Washington's official Alexandria funeral services. The tomb of the unknown soldier of the American Revolution is in the graveyard behind the church. The meeting house is open to the public for tours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Admission is free. Your next destination is the Athenaeum at 201 Prince Street. Continue on Fairfax Street, crossing over Duke Street, walking one block until you reach Prince Street. On the way, notice old store windows on 300 South Fairfax and the remaining facade of the Green and Brothers Furniture Factory at 200 South Fairfax, used by the company from 1834 to 1887. A plaque exists on the wall with more information. When you reach Prince Street, cross over and turn right and walk to the end of the block where you'll find your next destination. The Athenaeum is an example of Greek Revival architecture. It began its days in 1852 as the Bank of the Old Dominion. Today it is home to the Northern Virginia Fine Arts Association. The Athenaeum offers changing exhibits of paintings, photography, and fine crafts such as rare antique rugs and handmade quilts. The Athenaeum is open Wednesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is free. Your next destination is directly across the street in front of the Athenaeum at 200 Prince Street. This Georgian-style private home at 200 Prince Street was built circa 1780. The brick dwelling with gambrel roof, stone belt courses and window lintels, and carved wood cornice was built for Colonel Robert Hough, the first mayor of Alexandria. A portion of the first floor parlor is reproduced in the Lyceum's exhibit, Building a Community, Alexandria Past and Present. Continue on to the 100 block of Prince Street, down the cobblestone road. This historic area is known as Captain's Row. Most of the private row houses on Captain's Row date from the late 1820s and replaced earlier houses lost in Alexandria's fire of 1827. Captain John Harper built many of these houses on speculation, along with others on Prince Street. For most of their early lives, these houses were adjacent to the city's busy wharves. Cobblestones retained here and on Prince's Street were once common on the roads and alleyways of Alexandria and still lie beneath the modern pavement roads. The old stone and brick warehouse on the corner of King and Union Street is your next destination. Built in 1791 with stone walls and hand-cut beams, this building originally housed a sail-making business on the upper floor. Colonel John Fitzgerald built the warehouse to store trade goods from Europe. The architecture is typical of warehouses that once lined the shore of the Potomac River, serving merchants and shippers of Alexandria. Your next destination is the Torpedo Factory Art Center at 105 North Union Street. Cross over King Street and continue on Union Street, a half block to the center of the large building on the right. The Torpedo Factory served as a torpedo manufacturing plant from 1918, opening just after World War I through World War II. The site was scheduled to be demolished, but was saved by the city during the nation's bicentennial and is now home to nearly 200 artists and craftsmen. The Torpedo Factory admission is free and is open daily, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Alexandria Archaeology Museum, located on the third floor of the Torpedo Factory, is home to the nation's first comprehensive urban archaeology program. Through their home base at the museum, archaeologists, volunteers, and students work with citizens and developers to study and manage archaeological resources important to the community's past, and to share this knowledge with both a local and worldwide audience. Learn about the archaeology and history unearthed during a recent excavation through their exhibit, A Community Digs Its Past, the Lee Street Site. See artifacts from an 18th century wharf, 19th century taverns, the Jameson Bakery, and a Civil War hospital complex as well. The museum is free and open to the public Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Your next destination is 221 King Street. Return to King Street and turn right, crossing over Union Street, and pass Lee Street to Fairfax Street. As you walk up King Street, you are passing many old warehouses and commercial buildings that have been the heart of Alexandria's business district since the 18th century. Note the handsome details at cornices and the many roofs made of fireproof materials like slate. Also notice the windows and doors above used in the loading and unloading of cargo in and out of the warehouses. In many buildings, exposed heavy timbers can still be seen inside. Proceed two blocks. The historic building on the corner of King Street is the Ramsey House. This is a reconstruction of a house built in the mid-18th century by early Alexandria merchant William Ramsey, and now serves as Old Town's tourist information center. Maps, brochures, tours, and general visitor information are all available at the Ramsey House. The Ramsey House is free and open daily, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cross King Street on South Fairfax Street to 105 and 107 South Fairfax Street. The Stabler Ledbetter Apothecary Museum occupies two buildings at 105 and 107 South Fairfax Street. Edward Stabler, a young Quaker pharmacist and an abolitionist, opened the apothecary shop in this location in 1796, and it eventually became the largest pharmaceutical business in the area, selling merchandise to a several state region. The shop remained in the Stabler Ledbetter family until it closed its doors in 1933. The shop reopened as a museum in 1939. Return to the corner and cross King Street up the steps to Market Square. Since Alexandria's founding in 1749, Market Square has served as a center of commerce and activity for the city. Alexandria City Hall was rebuilt in 1871 after it was destroyed by a fire. The open plaza of Market Square has been used in the past as a market for both produce and slaves, and today hosts the city's weekly farmers market as well as many festivals and celebrations. The weekly farmers market is open Saturdays from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. The Carlisle House at 121 North Fairfax Street is your next destination. Cross Fairfax Street at the intersection of King Street and turn left for a half block to the large house set back in a garden. The Carlisle House, which is operated by the Northern Virginia Regional Park Authority, is a museum. Learn about 18th century gentry life and the founding of Alexandria through the life and story of Scottish merchant John Carlisle. His house, built in 1753, 4 years after Alexandria's founding, was the grandest in Alexandria and remains a fine example of Georgian Palladian architecture. Carlisle House was the site of the Colonel Governor's Conference with British General Edward Braddock in 1755 to discuss French-Indian War strategy. Guided tours are available daily. The site is open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 4 p.m. Admission is $4 for adults and $2 for children. Under age 10 are free. The next destination is adjacent to the Carlisle House as you proceed down Fairfax Street. The brick building at 133 North Fairfax Street was originally the Bank of Alexandria, the first chartered bank in Virginia. The bank was established by the Virginia General Assembly in 1792 at 305 Cameron Street and built in 1803 to 1807. The Bank of Alexandria went out of business in 1834 and was converted to a hotel in 1848. Later, the building was a hospital during the Civil War. Your next destination is Gadsby's Tavern Museum, located at 134 and 138 North Royal Street. Turn left on Cameron Street, walk past City Hall, and cross North Royal Street. Travel back to the 18th century and learn about public life at the tavern that hosted famous guests, including George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. Gadsby's Tavern Museum consists of two buildings, the 1770 Tavern and the 1792 City Hotel, named for Englishman John Gadsby, who operated them from 1796 to 1808. Mr. Gadsby's establishment was a center of political, business, and social life in early Alexandria. The tavern was a setting for dancing assemblies, theatrical and musical performances, and meetings of local organizations. It was also the site of birthnight balls for Washington, the inaugural party for Jefferson, and many other civic occasions. Today, a museum interprets the period in the smaller tavern building, and a restaurant operates in the larger City Hotel building. Guided tours are available Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., the last tour at 4:15 p.m. Admission is $4 for adults, $2 for children, under age 10 free with paying adult. Cross North Royal Street and turn left in front of the two taverns. You will find the next destination just beyond the edge of Gadsby's Tavern Museum building. The Braddock Cannon Fountain is a reminder of Alexandria's role in the French and Indian War, when General Braddock was headquartered at the Carlisle House. General Braddock left behind several cannons when he mounted his ill-fated expedition against the French in 1755. This cannon was used to mark the Braddock Trail by the colonial dames in the early 20th century. Later, when the dames tired of the reminders of war, the cannon was made into an animal watering fountain that stood in the intersections of Cameron and North Fairfax Street, then Cameron and North Royal Streets, until it became a traffic hazard. It was moved to this current location in the late 1960s. Your next destination is 508 Cameron Street. Return to Cameron Street and turn left, past the next intersection at Pitt Street. George Washington's townhouse has been reconstructed at 508 Cameron Street. This private home is a replica of a townhouse originally built in 1769 and demolished in 1855. Washington often rented or lent this house to friends and family, but he also used it when business kept him in town overnight and away from his primary residence at Mount Vernon. The townhouse was reconstructed on the original foundation. Your next destination is 607 Cameron Street. Cross over Cameron Street at the next intersection, South St. Asaph Street, to the large house and garden on the northwest corner. The Yeaton Fairfax House is a private home built by William Yeaton in 1801 to 1802. The home is one of the finest examples of federal architecture in Alexandria and was home to the Fairfax family, original owners of most land in Northern Virginia. Yeaton also designed the tomb for George and Martha Washington at Mount Vernon. Continue on Cameron Street, cross over North Washington Street, and turn right. The next destination is a marker in front of 206 North Washington Street. Bethel Hebrew Congregation marker designates the site of the first synagogue in Alexandria. The Bethel Congregation was formed in 1855, and the building was constructed in 1871. It has since been razed. Your next destination is 220 North Washington Street. Continue on North Washington Street to the corner of Queen Street. The Lloyd House, constructed in 1796 and 1797, is one of the best examples of Alexandria's late 18th century Georgian style. The house was built by John Wise, who owned the land and also built and operated the City Hotel, Gadsby's Tavern, around the same time. John Lloyd purchased the house in 1833. His wife, Anna Harriet Lee, was a first cousin of Robert E. Lee and frequently entertained Lee in the house. During World War II, 52 members of the Navy Women's Reserve occupied Lloyd House. The Office of Historic Alexandria is now located here. The Lloyd House can also be rented for meetings, parties, and wedding receptions. Turn around and head back down North Washington Street, crossing back over Cameron Street to reach the next destination, which is Christ Episcopal Church, a National Historic Landmark at 118 North Washington Street. Christ Episcopal Church was the first church in Alexandria and has been serving its congregation since its completion in 1773. Both George Washington and Robert E. Lee were regular worshipers, and Washington's pew is marked and visible today. Guided tours are available Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday, 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Admission is free. Your next destination is the Friendship Firehouse Museum, located at 107 South Alfred Street. Pass through the churchyard to exit on North Columbus Street and turn left. Proceed to King Street and turn right. Continue on King Street one block to South Alfred Street and turn left. The Friendship Firehouse Museum. See hand-drawn fire engines, leather water buckets, axes, sections of early rubber hose, and other historic firefighting equipment at this firehouse built in 1855, remodeled in 1871, and restored in 1992. The Friendship Fire Company was established in 1774 and was Alexandria's first volunteer fire company. The firehouse is free and open Friday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Your next destination is the Confederate statue. Continue along South Alfred Street to the next intersection, Prince Street, and turn left. Walk two blocks to the intersection with South Washington Street to reach your final destination. The Confederate statue in the center of the intersection is based on a figure in the painting Appomattox by John Elder and sculpted by M. Casper Buberl. The statue was erected by the Robert E. Lee Camp of Confederate Veterans in 1889. The statue Appomattox commemorates the spot from which local troops left town to join the Confederate Army in 1861. The names of Alexandrians who died in service are inscribed on the base. Return to the Lyceum to complete the tour. Now that you have completed your tour, we hope that you will return to visit the museums which you passed along the way. Also, be sure to explore more of Old Town on your own. Many of the side streets are filled with beautiful old homes. Wander along the streets between Queen Street to the north and Franklin Street to the south. Interesting shops and restaurants can be found around town, especially along King Street between the waterfront and the King Street Metro, and on nearby side streets. There is also a lovely walk along the waterfront, on the dock behind the Torpedo Factory, and through nearby parks. Also walk and bike the Alexandria Heritage Trail. A Guide to Historic Alexandria guidebooks are available at the Lyceum and other city museums and will provide you with more information about some of the sites you visited on this tour, and will also help you to explore wider areas of the city. Enjoy your visit, and please come back again.